Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Midday 180 served up by Wendy's. Glad you're with us. What a day yesterday was in Augusta. And we have one of the very best on to help tell that story. Tom Rinaldi of ESPN joins us.
Old friend of mine from Columbia Journalism School, kind enough to take the call or the text last night when I'm sure a lot of people reaching out. Tiger Woods said something to him on the way off of 18. And so, of course, we wanted to know what it was he said. Tom Rinaldi, thanks for jumping on with us on your way out of Atlanta, I presume.
Hey, Paul, I am in Atlanta right now looking to make my way home. And I'll tell you, when he made that walk off 18 green, you think about the circle. 22 years ago, he comes off that green, gives the iconic bear hug to Earl, his father. 22 years later, he's the father who lifts his son and his daughter up to embrace them. And that moment contains so much. He leaves them, but then walks in an unprecedented scene, ropes put up, lined by people 4 and 5 deep, chanting his name as he makes his way toward the scoring area, which is in the lowest level of the clubhouse. And who's waiting for him there? Peer after peer, player after player, former champions, and the generation that he spawned, he created. Just an absolutely indelible scene. Had a chance, because I was in the room ancillary to scoring, just saw him for a second, just gave him a quick greeting, and he slapped the brick wall in that lowest level of the clubhouse, walking into scoring, just saying, "How about that? How about that?" And he just gave a huge shout as he walked in to scoring. It was fantastic.
Tom Rinaldi with us on the Midday 180. Tom, set the scene for us as Tiger stepped on the 18th green from your vantage point, how you watched it and took it in, and how everyone else around you was reacting to the moment. We saw the moment as he walked off 18, but certainly the cameras aren't focused on what's going on behind the scenes there.
Well, let me take you to how he set the scene, Paul, because we had a chance to sit down with him. We've been showing it on SportsCenter and GetUp, and it's on .com, etc. How he mentioned it was, his mind flashed back as he was on 18T to 05, the last time he won it 14 years ago. Everyone's familiar with the gift of gravity when the chip-in fell on 16. Fewer people recall. I know you do. What did he do? He bogeyed 17 and 18. So on 18T, he was pretty locked into what Koepka was doing. He did not hit a driver, caught the very right edge of that fairway. When he saw that Koepka ultimately had missed that putt, he said he essentially whiffed, this his own words, on the approach to the green. What a massive difference between a two-shot and a one-shot cushion. If Koepka, who had repeated opportunities to apply pressure, if he had made that, wow, who knows what would have happened, playoff, et cetera. I think some of that is what Woods was calculating and sifting through, more than the emotional part of it, as he made the walk up.
Tom, it's amazing to me that in the moment, Tiger can recall what he recalls with you in those interviews. I believe it was Thursday after the opening round. You mentioned that he shot 70, and he quickly came back to you and said, "Yeah, the last time I won here, I shot 70 in the opening round." He knows the magnitude of the moment. Did he react the way you thought he would when he won yesterday?
Let me go back to the fact that I give him a hard time, because, in fact, I didn't correct him on the air, but he was erroneous there, Paul. He shot 70 the first 3 times. The last time, in 05, he actually shot 74. So it's the only time that he didn't shoot 70, 3 out of 4 in his dotage now. We'll give that 3 flaps of memory a pass. I think, Paul, the text that I got, I don't know where you were. I don't know what went through you. But to me, what I have heard more than any other reaction was how people connected to him and they felt how relatable he was when he hugged Sam and Charlie. And the fact that, again, asking him directly about that, his saying that he wanted to show them it was more than just talk. They had seen, here in his own description, all the things golf had taken from him, done to his body, and now this was a way to show them what golf means to him in the most positive way. So in that respect, I think it was such a pure moment, a great little moment, Paul, that no one saw when he came in to the holding room in the media center before coming out for that astounding press conference. His entire family was there. He got pulled up on a golf cart, came off, and did almost a Charlie Chaplin-like shuffle as he walked into the room to the delight of the kids, came in, enormous smile, hugged them all over again, and then made his way into the presser.
Tom Rinaldi of ESPN, our guest on the Midday 180.
So, Tom, yesterday was my first ever opportunity to be there on a Sunday. You're there every single year. Well, and this is what I wanted to ask you about. The palpable buzz on that course, everything in Tiger Woods' orbit all day was amazing to watch and hear the eruptions from the patrons all over the course. What was that like compared to every other year? I'm sure Sunday at the Masters is always special, regardless of who's in the lead. How much different was it yesterday with Tiger in the lead and that comeback taking place?
It is always amazing. There's always, because of the way the course is set up, Paul, as you know, with largely traditional and very similar pin placements on that second nine, it's set up for those kinds of triggers of excitement and the roars that just swirl through the pines. But nothing is equivalent to Tiger. As you, I'm sure, witnessed yourself, Paul.
That's Chad, Tom. There are a couple of us, so I didn't get to go. I was actually listening to radio broadcast, but my buddy there, Chad, made it.
Oh, I understood. The buzz around him is unique. The 7, 8, 9 deep galleries are just incredible. And when you think of the fact that he performs that way at every event he's at, but nothing matches the electricity of Augusta.
Everybody now wants to think that he is healed and he is back and he's going to catch Nicklaus. Not only is he going to catch Nicklaus, he's going to catch him in the next couple tournaments. This year he's going to catch Nicklaus. He's going to grand slam it. What's a reasonable optimism level for where he can go from here to how well he'll hold together physically? He could certainly putt better than he putted in this tournament, so he didn't play his absolute best. What's your reasonable vision for him from here?
Well, Paul, I kidded with him at the end. We ended our interview by my saying, you won your 15th today. 18? Question mark. And he gave a smile, shook his head, and said, hey, it was a long time coming to get here. Let me just enjoy this. I do think that narrative is immediately going to take hold. And Paul, consider these two things as to why. And whatever that reasonable expectation is, you could throw that out when it's Tiger Woods, because who would have reasonably expected yesterday to happen? But consider these two things quickly. The quality of the leaderboard that he beat yesterday, where it was stacked with major champions, again, younger guys who had really come up inspired by him, trying to emulate the things he had done. And number two, that the 15th was also the first time he ever won a major championship without at least a piece of the lead after 54 holes. In both of those cases, you add on the fact that now, in the last three consecutive majors, he's been a factor late on Sunday. I think that bodes well. I can also tell you, the way he looked after our interview when he walked to the parking lot as a guy drained and exhausted and limping, that's a guy who is 43 with 8 surgeries. So nothing is promised going forward.
Really appreciate you taking the time, Tom. Always great to catch up with you, and I will not bother you more than is reasonable going forward. Much appreciated.
Never a bother, Paul.
Tom Rinaldi from ESPN, old friend of mine, a very good friend to have on a day like today.
And one of the best.